Hey ladies, welcome to a new episode of our podcast. I am beyond excited to be here with you today. And today we'll talk about that you need more than just time to heal from a breakup pain. And so today we're going to talk about three main things that I believe that you need from my experience and from, the knowledge and the books and the experience that I've been through of my own breakup and right now with with my clients as well. Speaking of which, I'd like to also gift you a video training that I did. You can find the link to this video. It's about the three-step blueprint to go from pain to peace after breakup, to be able to open, your heart for love again. So you can find the link to to this video in the description of this episode. Check it out. It's something that really changed my life years ago. Now let's talk about what do you actually need. So one of the very, common things that comes up in our community, as well as from women that I work with, or the comments that I see in other communities as well, is they say time heals all wounds. And time is a fantastic healer. But if you only depend on time, I can tell you that life might not be very easy or fun, because sometimes you just need, you actually not sometimes, most of the time you need more than just waiting. You need more than just time to be able to create a certain result, or to be able to free yourself from a certain challenge or struggle that you are going through. And so years ago, when I first had my breakup experience with my then about to be fiancé, I thought, oh, okay, well, it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. But there are other elements, that are playing a role besides time. The elements are so many changing and different things. What are you, how rich is your life? What are you using to meet your needs? And what are you going to do during that time? How are you going to make sure that you're not going to reach back to him and to start the whole cycle again? And that's exactly what I did every time, in my life back then. I kept, so one thing that I believe for sure is that the breakup was painful, the breakup was hard, but what was even harder was that I kept it going for a long time, that we went on and off and on and off and on and off, and I was not able to get myself to a place where I made a final decision to say, hey, I'm not going back because this is not working. It took me years to get to that point. It took me years to get to that point, and that certainly was emotionally and physically draining. It took all the energy that I had back then. I was not able to create something new in my life because I was constantly, being in turmoil, in emotional turmoil over the reactions of the dynamic of the relationship back then. We get back together, you get so excited, life is good, and then couple of weeks, couple of months, maximum couple of months later, and then things start to go the downward spiral starts again, and then life is gloomy. I'm dark, can't go to work, lost a lot of weight, and it's just this constant back and forth, back and forth. It was taking a toll on me physically, emotionally, and mentally. Until it got to a point where I was like, I can't take it anymore. I cannot take that anymore. And so what I realized is that these are the three things that made the difference once I got to that point. So first of all, you need to get to the point where you say, okay, no more. If you're doing this dynamic of going back and forth, or if you're having, trouble actually healing or letting go emotionally. So even though you have broke up physically, meaning that you are in two different places, you are still emotionally and energetically attached to him. And so what you want to be able to do is to get yourself to the place of saying, I'm not looking back, I'm just focusing on how can I move forward. And that, and I can tell you that what got me to that place, what got me to that point back then was enough pain. Enough pain was what made the difference after years of, being in this crazy pattern that I was in. So number one, you need to get to your point. You need to get yourself to the point where you realize that you're going to have so much pain and that the pain is real in your life if you don't change and if you don't do something about it to get over him, to heal, to get to the point where you are comfortable being by yourself outside the unity that you had with that person. So number one, getting your point to the point of making a final decision, not looking back, and you make a final decision and you're not looking back only when you experience either enough pain or enough pleasure, enough inspiration. So it could be an inspiration, but in my case, I was depressed, I was suicidal, I was like, I cannot do it anymore, otherwise I'm going to lose my life at one point. And then the other thing which is very important is focus, intention. You need to have your focus and your intention beyond this. Meaning, for example, if you decide that you're going to, I don't know, lose weight and get in shape again, what do? You make this area of your life a focus. Yes, you dedicate the time for it, you do the work, you show up for yourself, you know what you want out of this area. So you're clear, you're given it, you're investing your time and energy in that area. And that's exactly and that's exactly what you need in number two. You need to just give it focus, to focus on it, to sit down and to, be able to journal about it, write about it. What do you want out of it? What do you not want out of it? And how can you, and it's again, so to me, if I take you back a few years back, to when I was going through my own breakup, is that what I did was I started to do a lot of online research. And so I started to read. I started to consume like any kind of material that I could find online. Books, training videos, meditations, whatever I could find that I knew it could help me, I did it. Now that's focus, that's intention. I knew, I 100% knew at first what I did not want. I did not want to be with someone who is irresponsible. I did not want to be with someone who is hesitant. I did not want to be with someone who is not disciplined or loving or caring and giving, responsible enough to be with me and to say, we are on this, for good and for bad. Someone who sticks to his ground, and someone who has, high values of kindness, respect, love. Someone who's able to give in a relationship. So, I did not want to be in pain anymore. I did not want to be in a relationship that's emotionally and physically draining to me. I did not want to have to beg for love, to have to beg for anybody's presence in my life. I did not want that. I did not want that. I wanted someone who wants to be with me because of the value that he gets out of our relationship and because of how much he loves me. And so at first, I did not necessarily know everything that I wanted, but I knew for sure what I did not want. So you can start from that place. So you can get a pen and paper and you can start, listing the things that you do not want in a relationship again, ever, never. And these are the things that you experience in your current or in your past relationship, in your ex relationship, that you feel were not serving you, they were hurting you, they were bringing the worst in you. And And then you can use that to be able to shift gears and to focus on what you want. So the opposite of that's what I want. And then you again, write what you want. Make it as clear as possible. Yes. And I think it all starts with the values, honestly, if you ask me. Because the values, over time what happens is the values, they channel into the beliefs that this person has, and ultimately they show up in this person's actions. So you can tell from the person's actions what kind of values do they hold dear in their lives, or what is life about for them? Yes. So for example, if you have had a problem with an ex-partner who did not have a good relationship with alcohol, so this is not something that you want to experience in a future relationship, and then you say to yourself, okay, so what I want is someone who's sober, someone who does not, drink alcohol. He does not use alcohol to change, how he feels or to meet his needs for whatever. So that's what you want, right? Now, so the value of sobriety and someone who's, responsible enough to find effective and healthy ways to meet his emotional needs, right? And so that fuels into actions. So for example, let's say that you're online, right? And then after you have done your healing work and you have done your inner work, and then you are approached by someone who you can see that they are drinking, that they are drinking alcohol. Then what do you say? The first thing that comes to mind, okay, this is not my person. This is not my partner. This is not my future partner. Why? What the kinds of actions that you observe in other people, this is who they are, at least for the moment. And if you don't like what you see, you have one of two options. You either leave, or you stay with an illusion that you can change that person. And I'm telling you, it's an illusion, it's a lie. You cannot change anybody. It's not your responsibility to want to change anybody. What you're single, your number, your only responsibility is to be the best that you could be. And to hold yourself to the high standards that you set for yourself, and not to accept anything less. So if you see someone like that, then the first thing you say, this is not my man. This is not my man. It's not my man. And listen to me. I'm not talking about judging people here. It's not your job. It's not my job. Judgment is the last thing that I want to do in any kind of relationship, not just in a love relationship. But what I'm talking about is observation. You observe people's actions, and as a result, you say, okay, so this is someone who obviously consumes alcohol. Does not matter to what degree, but if you are very, very clear that you want someone who's sober, someone who does not consume alcohol whatsoever, then why would you waste your time, your energy, his time and his energy, and be together for a while, and then you convince yourself that you are going to persuade him or change him to turn into someone who is sober, who does not, drink alcohol whatsoever? It does not work that way. It does not work that way. So let's recap. Number one, you have to get to the place where you make a decision. And most of the time, we get to that place because of how much pain we consume. So, pain, pleasure, right? And then, number two, give it focus. Give this area, give yourself time and attention, and make your intention clear that you want to heal your heart. And you want to free yourself from past hurt, past trauma, to be able to get to the place where you are at peace with who you are, with where you are, and to be able to open up for love again. And then number three, this is the last one, pardon, No, this is number three, and then we still have number four. So number three is having a strong enough why. And I can tell you for sure that back then, when I was going through this very difficult chapter of my life, one of my biggest, no, actually my biggest why was that I did not want to be depressed for the rest of my life. I knew that if I stayed the way I was going to be depressed for life. I was going to have a terrible life. I was going to be anxious. And at one point, I actually feared that I was going to take my own life because I could not take it anymore. I could not take it anymore. It was too much for me to bear. And at the same time, I did not want my family to suffer because of that. I have a big family, three sisters, one brother, my mom, eight nephews, two nieces. I knew that my death or my suicide was going to emotionally traumatize them forever. And I did not want to be a source of pain for them. And so my big enough why was I wanted to have a good impact, not only on my life, and I want to prove to myself that I am able to turn my life around, to actually be a joyful person, to be at peace, to feel good about myself and about my life. But not only that, I also wanted to give people around me a good example, something good to look at, and to say, hey, if she can do it, I can do it too, you know? And to say, when life gets hard, you get stronger and you need to be able to know how to face these challenges. This was my why back then. So you have to find a strong reason for you to keep you going. Because I can tell you for sure that doing this with this work, it's not easy. It's simple. There are very, you know, few things that you need to do, but certainly not is not easy. It's not easy. So to be able to show up every day and to do this, and to stick to your ground and to make sure that you keep your own promises, and to stay committed to your decision of changing, you have to have a strong enough why, strong reasons to keep you going. Number four, taking action. Taking action. Taking action. Taking action. Nothing changes until we do something to change it. Again, nothing changes until we do something to change it. And so you can't expect anything in your life to change until you start to feel differently about it and to actually start do something about it. And so taking action, and let me tell you, back then, again, when I was struggling, and when I made the decision that I was going to turn things around, I can tell you for sure that I did not know what to do. I had no clue what to do. All I knew is that I made a decision. I said to myself, I am not going to live like that for the rest of my life, period. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I'm just going to stick to it and figure it out until it happens. And I'm glad I did. I'm glad I did. Yes. And so it means that you get to the place where you're angry and you're frustrated enough to start doing something about it. That meant, you know, you can read whatever book. Right now, I challenge you to actually pick any kind of book on any kind of reading app that you have right now about, you know, healing after breakup, and to actually start doing it. Or go to the link that you find in the description of this episode and watch the video training that I shot for you, that I recorded for you about the three-step blueprint to go from pain to peace and to open up to love again. It's around 20 or 25 minutes, yes, and it's packed with value that took me years. It took me years to figure these things out, right? So right now I'm giving it to you. You know, the three-step blueprint that I'm telling you about in this video is exactly what took me from, you know, being depressed, being anxious, struggling, and even, you know, thinking about actually ending my own life back then, after breaking up with my about to be fiance, to where I am today, living life, living a very rich and beautiful life. It's joyful, there's excitement, you have so much love, and you are and being confident in who I am, and knowing that I am a person of value, and pride come, a huge deal of our pride and confidence come from us keeping our own promises and doing difficult things. When we do difficult things, when we face, challenges and we rise above them, we know how strong we are. And this brings so much pride and so much confidence to you. And this is something that nobody can take away, back in the beginning of this new year, in the beginning of this year, the beginning of this year, it was very, very emotional time for me. I had a time for myself. I scheduled time for myself, last day of the year, and I had a huge, journal, and I kept writing for hours, and it was so emotional. I started crying because I started writing about all the things that I was grateful for and all the things that happened, in the course during the course of these past few years. And I can't tell you the amount of pride and confidence that I felt about myself, after doing all of this kind of work. I was like, oh, I just and after that, a week after, I was talking to two of my best friends about this, and I told them, you know what's the best thing is that nobody can take this away from you. Almost all the other material things that we have in our lives, whether it's things that we that we have, that we own, money, whatever. They could be taken away from you. They could be taken away from you. But having done the work on myself and having, been through hell and back, knowing how it feels like to be depressed, knowing how it feels like to be anxious, having extremely difficult anxiety, physical symptoms, having panic attacks, going through all of that, and being able to turn all this around, it's, oh my God, there is, you cannot help but to respect yourself. You respect yourself, you love yourself, you appreciate yourself, and you feel like you are a person of value, and you know that you are worthy. I mean, I know, listen, you are worthy without doing nothing. That just for the fact that you're here and for the fact that you're breathing makes you worthy of everything that you want, right? But back then, before that, I did not know that. I did not know that. And so what helped me to get to that place was actually doing the work on myself. And right now, I know that I am worthy regardless of anything. But again, there is an insane amount of respect and appreciation for yourself that comes from doing the work like nothing else. Like nothing else. People can take away anything from you, anything but that. They can't touch that. They cannot touch that at all. And this kind of strength, this kind of confidence, it comes from you showing up to yourself every day and just doing one thing, just what doing one thing. So right now it could be just you going to the link that you find in the description of this episode. Yes. And actually watching the video training that I'm telling you about, the three-step blueprint to go from pain to peace after toxic breakup. That could be it for today. Or it could be you just continuing to listen to this podcast every day. I show up every day, almost every day. Yes. Find another book. I don't know. Like, go learn from someone else. Do whatever. But just do something about it. And also let me tell you, it does not have to be perfect action, because sometimes we feel like, oh, but I don't know where to find someone to learn from. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mind. Just do something. It does not. Don't be too perfect from the very beginning. When I was starting to, this when I was starting my coaching business, one of the things that I used to get caught up in was like, okay, then how can I make this, perfect from the very beginning? And then it got to a point where it started to, I started to get really frustrated because I was like, things are not happening. And the reason things were not happening is because I was expecting myself to be good, to be perfect from the very beginning. And so right now, I gave myself permission to be lousy, to just do imperfect action, whatever. I don't care how good it is, as long as I start. I start and then I improve it on the way. I start and I improve it on the way. And what I found out is that the best companies in the world, the best products that you use, that I use right now, they all started from that place. You start and then you keep improving. You keep improving and upgrading and improving up and upgrading. Yes, you don't start perfect, right? And so for you, it's the same thing. You watch the video, the training video that I have for you. You listen to the podcast every day. You pick up another book and you read it. Just do something and keep on moving in that direction until you start to feel better, until you start to open your heart to life and to realize that your life is way more than just one relationship that did not work. I really hope that you found value out of today's episode because I'm telling you, it's worth it. It's worth it. It could be difficult, but it's worth it. It's so worth it. And so I really hope that you go to the link that you find. Again, watch the training video. Keep listening to this podcast every day. Subscribe and take care of yourself. And I cannot wait to find you to talk to you again in our next episode. Take care.